Hey, my name is Adeline Warren, and you're listening to Girl Talk. I like to say that I'm the big sister of the internet. You can watch me fuck up all you want, but hey, maybe we can learn something from it. I hope you enjoy. Hey, bitch. How you doing? We're joined with Blue. Blue, say hi. Blue says hi. She's not even here for me. She's not here for us. She's here for my food right now. But I thought today would be fun to do also a Q&A. You guys said that you liked the Q&A last time, so I thought that I would answer some more Q&A questions. I always ask you guys on my spam account. It's not Adeline on Instagram. But yeah, you guys ask some questions. I'm going to answer them anonymously because, you know, who wants to get caught? Who wants to get caught with these type of questions? You know, only me. I put my shit on the internet. You know, that's what I do. But hey, I make money off of it and you guys don't. So why would I be exposing you guys for no reason? But I hope that you guys are excited for today. I'm excited. I have my wine. And I'm ready to get into it. Let's talk. We're in a safe space. We're in my closet right now. I feel like everyone's closet is a safe space. I think it's meant to be a podcast room because a closet is just like, she's full. You know, when I go over to my friend's house, we always hang out in the closet if it's like a walk-in closet, or like the closet will be open and we'll be in the vicinity. Closets are just like a safe space. So let's get into it. Cheers to closets being a safe space. First question. Someone said, do you go commando? If yes, how do you deal with discharge? So I went down this rabbit hole about wearing thongs to the gym. I went down this rabbit hole and it said that wearing thongs is not good and you should just be commando and just wear no underwear in your leggings. But then I saw a video of someone and they got a literal chlamydia in their eye because someone had chlamydia and they didn't wear underwear at the gym and they sat down and then I guess like their eye was in the same vicinity, another person's eye was in the same vicinity. They got chlamydia in their fucking eye. And imagine that. Imagine getting chlamydia at the gym in your fucking eye. What?
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Say my name when you go in it. Three times like you're superstitious.
But yeah, I do go commando, but I am open to suggestions because wearing a thong to the gym just does not feel right. It does not feel good. It rides right up the bum. Right when you're getting in a good squat position, she goes right at the bum. So I am open to suggestions, but to be honest, to be truthful, I do go commando to the gym. Otherwise, you know, day to day, I like to wear a good thong. Thongs are my favorite. I always link my favorite thongs on my Amazon storefront. It's literally a G-string. And it's the best. And people are like, oh, are G-strings uncomfortable? Not really. I feel like I kind of got used to it. Also, I think it's also a, like, childhood thing because my mom would never get me thongs growing up. So, like, now that I'm, like, a big girl and I have my own money, I, like, just want to wear thongs. But maybe that's just me. I don't know. Because I literally had to beg my mom for, like, bras and underwears. She eventually gave in. She eventually gave it to me. Love you, Mom. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's some sort of like rebel against my mom just wearing the thongs all the time. But yeah, for the most part, I always wear my underwear or my thongs. You know what I really want to try though? I saw this on TikTok. It's this period underwear. I saw it. Go on TikTok and search up period underwear. I've always wanted to try it, but I'm not even going to lie. If I ever have like a big granny panty type boxer type underwear, sometimes I'll use that. I don't like to do my good ones. I have like specific period underwear that I wear, and it's like my granny panty underwears. But I've always wanted to try. If you guys know, please, 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 please put in the comments if you've ever tried the period underwear. I would love to know if you guys think that it's worth the money because it is kind of expensive. I was looking at it. It was like $30 or $40 a pair. I'm like, damn, that's a Victoria's Secret bra. And it's just underwear. It's not even a sexy underwear that like you could show off to someone. It's like underwear that you just like don't want anyone to see. But I'm like, is it worth it for the comfortability? Because I hate wearing a pad at night. I'm not even gonna lie, I wear tampons at night sometimes because I hate wearing a pad at night. It's just so uncomfortable. It feels like a diaper, don't like it. I love tampons and I wear tampons most of the time. But if anyone has any experience with period underwear, let me know because I would love to try it out. I just don't know if it's really worth $40 or if I should just buy like regular boxers that are way cheaper and basically do the same thing. But let me know. Let me know in the comments. And if anyone's on YouTube, read the comments of people that, you know, have tried it before. But do you go commando? If yes, how do you deal with discharge? I do get discharge. I do get the snail trail. But yeah, you know what's gnarly? I saw this one video and it was like how discharge literally bleaches your underwear. And listen to this. Did you know that this is insane? Did you know that if a man has a beard that's a little bit light around his lips, it's the literal pussy discharge that's bleaching his beard? That's kind of hot. Is that not kind of hot? Like, that's insane. Now you know. Now you'll look at every man's beard that you'll ever see in the street. Look at his beard. Look at the coloring around his lips and see if it's lighter. And you'll know that man eats good pussy and he takes his time, and so much time that it bleaches it. Period. I wish every man was like that. I want to see every man on the street with a little bleach around their beard. That's what I want to see. If it's just full on like the one color, girl, I don't want it. That's how you know. That's how you know someone is good. That's how you know someone's good going down there. Anyways, do you go commando? Sometimes. Next question. Someone says, what are your thoughts on threesomes? I feel like threesomes are like so many people's dream. And there's so many people's like, I don't know, fantasy. And I'm the first one to say that It is so overhyped. As someone, I don't want to make myself sound like a whore, but a good amount of my bodies are from threesomes. I've had a good amount of them. I've had guy and girl, and then I've had girl and girl. I've never had two guys. I just don't feel like I like dick that much. I don't really like dick that much. I could deal with one. Imagine two. I know people who have love too. Don't get me wrong. I bet that some people love too, and it's good for them. But for me personally, that's a lot. I can't deal with that. I can't deal with two men. Ugh. One is already enough to deal with. I'm kidding. I love my boyfriend. But threesomes, I think, are very, 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 very overhyped. And they're always like on Pornhub. And they're always like, you know, romanticized and whatever. They're very overhyped because a lot of the times, you know, no matter how good you are at it, even the professionals that do it on Pornhub, there's always one person that's kind of sitting there like, dee, 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 dee. Okay, what do I do now? There's always like two people having sex. Like, hey, you can like always like join in, like, you know, two people having sex, and then, you know, someone's like eating you out, or like, you know, a train. That's insane. I don't know. There's a lot of positions for having threesome sex. It is very overhyped, but hey, am I excited that I did it? Am I proud that I did it? Fuck yeah. And I have the best story times. And hey, maybe I'll tell you one day, but not today. Not fucking today. I have a lot of story times. But thoughts on threesomes? Girl, if your heart is telling you to do it, fucking do it. Fucking do it. If you're presented at the right place at the right time, and like the stars all align, and like people are down, and you're like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just fucking do it. Just do it. Listen to your body and do whatever the fuck you want. And like, if you feel like people are going to judge you for having a threesome, just don't tell anyone. Like, I don't know. I'm so sick of people being like, you know, I used to be like this. I think that's why I'm judgmental of it. It's because I'm like, are people going to think that I'm a slut? Are people going to think that I'm a whore? Are people going to think like of me differently? Just do whatever your heart desires, bitch. If that's having sex with one person, if that's having sex with two people, if that's having sex with three people, if that's having sex with a million people, have sex with as many people as you want, because like, what are you gonna do, film it and like put it on Pornhub? Like, no one's gonna ever fucking know. No one's ever gonna know that you've ever had sex with like two people, three people, four people, five people. No one's gonna know. Just do whatever the fuck you want, because if you ever do hypothetically get in a relationship, long-term relationship, you're like, damn, I really could marry this person. I wish when I was single that I had, you know, all my fantasies done. Just fucking do it, girl. Because when I was in my long-term relationship from high school, I'd always be like, I feel like I missed out. I feel like I, you know, maybe bisexual. I feel like I'm into girls. I feel like I, you know, this or feel like that. You always have that regret at the back of your mind. And then when you're single, bitch, do whatever the fuck you want. Do whatever the fuck you want, because now I'm in a relationship and I'm like, damn, I did whatever the fuck I wanted. And I feel good about it. And I had all these experiences, and they're all in my memory. They're all in my diary. And maybe, hey, I'll tell my kids one day. Maybe I'll tell the podcast one day. Who knows? But I'm glad that I did it, because I know what I like and I know what I don't like. And I've had those experiences, and I've, you know, done what X, Y, Z, and I feel good about my sex life. And I don't have that little regret in the back of my mind being like, damn, am I missing out? Because I know, you know, threesomes are really fun. Would I be open to it in the future? Fuck yeah. If it ever comes up and like, hey, if we're vibing with someone, like, hell yeah, let's have a fucking threesome. But I don't have any regret in the back of my mind that's like, damn, I wish I would have done this. You know? Do whatever you want. A lot of couples have threesomes. Like, a lot. Like, I swear, it's all over lesbian Tinder. Like, it's to the point that like lesbian Tinder is like, I do not want to hook up with you and your man. Like, people have that in their bio, because that's how many people are like trying to have threesomes on Tinder. But fucking do it, girl. Do it. Be the unicorn. The unicorn is like, so there's always like a couple, and then there's the unicorn. Unicorn is like the one person that's like joined in. Be the unicorn. Be the couple. Do whatever you want. Have sex. Be safe. And also, pro tip, if you're having sex, like, one man, one woman, one man, two women, he should wear a condom with the other girl. Just be safe about it. even just like with girls and stuff like that, with girls, it's a lot less likely for you to get, you know, whatever STDs. But just be safe.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com. Say my name when you go in it.
Three times like you're superstitious. And my boyfriend was really cute. I've never said this before. We'd had threesomes before, and he's like done the research, and he's always, I don't know. I remember when we were like about to do it, he was like, or no, after. We were talking about it after because we always like to have like debrief like sex talks after, being like, oh my God, you were really good at that, or like next time we should do this, or like whatever. He went up to me and he was like, yeah, I like went on Google and it said that you should always come with your girlfriend to make her feel better about herself. And I was like, oh, that's so cute that you like researched that. What the fuck? Because I don't know, I feel like that is a thing. I feel like I do know some friends and like they've had threesomes, and hey, it's different for everyone. Like some people have threesomes and like the guy doesn't even hook up with the other girl, or like, you know, there's different rules for everyone. But yeah, just do your research, and you know, if you have certain boundaries, like being like, you know, if we have a threesome, you know, make sure that you do XYZ, or you know, make sure you wear a condom, or make sure that, you know, I want you to do this and I don't want you to do this. Whatever rules you have, don't be like, just say it, you know? Because at the end of the day, if he does something that you don't like, or she does something that you don't like, and after you're kind of like, that wasn't fun, you know? Doesn't benefit anyone. So set the rules, set the boundaries, and I promise it'll be fun. It is fun. I don't want to make it seem like it's not fun. Like, hey, girl, it's like actually really fun. And it's like really fun stories to tell. but yeah, just do whatever your body tells you. And if you feel like people are going to judge you, then just lie. Girl, your sex life is your sex life. That's why I'm like, sometimes people are like, oh, you know, what is your sexuality? Like, what do you identify as? And it's like, you know, I felt so pressured for so long to be like, what am I? Am I bisexual? Am I pansexual? Like, what am I? And I used to go back and forth between both of those because I think at the end of the day, I really could fall in love with anyone as long as I love their soul. So there's points where I do feel like I'm pansexual, but also at the end of the day, I don't really give a fuck to put a label on it. And you don't really have to put a label on it because at the end of the day, it's just who you have sex with. That's it. It's just who you have sex with. And no one has to know. And if anyone wants to know, why? Why are you curious? Why do you care so much about what my sexuality is? About who I prefer to have sex with and suck off and fucking eat out? Girl, get a life and get a job and get something to do. Because why do you care that much? Nobody should care that much. Next up, someone said how to stop feeling guilty about self-pleasure. So I grew up in a Christian household, and it was always implied that, you know, masturbating and self-pleasure was, you know, the devil, and, you know, it was bad. And it was to the point where, like, I remember being in middle school and I'd be like, I'm gonna have a bad day because yesterday I made a sin and I masturbated. But girl, I promise you, masturbation, if anything, is healthy. It's healthy. It's normal. Everybody does it in moderation. I'm not saying to masturbate 5 times a day. I'm saying in moderation, you know, a couple times a week, once a week, whatever it is. It's different for everyone. But masturbating is healthy. Just repeat it in your mind over and over and over again, because it honestly is really fucked up. Like, I seriously grew up in a Christian household, and I would feel like shit every single time that I would masturbate. I would also feel like shit every time that I would have sex. And those two things are the most natural things on earth, almost as natural as eating food and breathing air. That's how we're even here right now, is because your parents had sex and that's why you're here. It's one of the most natural things. And having sex is just as normal as everyone doing laundry. Everyone does laundry and everyone has sex. It's normal. Masturbating is normal. Having sex is normal. And I feel like there were so many times where I had to like ingrain it in my brain and be like, I had to unlearn all those things that like the Christian, you know, school that I would go to every Saturday would teach me. And I seriously had to like ingrain it in my brain and unlearn all those things that I've learned in that school and be like, you know what? Sex is normal and sex is natural and masturbating is normal and masturbating is natural in moderation. I'm not saying to masturbate 5 times a day. I'm just saying to just stop feeling bad about it, because I would feel so fucking bad about it all the time. And I'd always like feel so shameful about doing it, but it is a normal thing. And I promise you, everyone does it. How are you here right now? It's because your parents had sex. Yeah. Stop feeling bad about it. Next up, someone said, when hooking up with a guy for a one-night stand, is it safer to take him to your place or go to his place? Personally, I see it's hard because you don't want to give a random creep your address, but at the same time, I want to tell you that it's safer to be in your own environment. When me and my friends would go on vacations and we were single and we'd like go on vacation together, I would always say, you are not going to his hotel. You are, he is coming here, because me and all the girls will be at home. We'll all be at the hotel. And if anything were to happen, we're here for you. Whereas if you were to Uber to a random man's apartment or whatever hotel, you know, who knows what will happen. So that was always the rule when me and my friends were on vacation. I was always like, he comes here or they come here, whoever it is. They come to the hotel. But I also want to acknowledge the fact that it's not safe to give a random person your address. You know, hooking up is really fun, but I would definitely say get that person's information, have their social media, have their Instagram, have their Facebook, you know, do the creeping, do the stalking, make sure that they're, you know who they are and they're a real person and they're not like a, you know, whatever, a catfish or whatever. But I personally would say to have them come to you, but, you know, be safe about it. Next up, do girls have to be completely shaved down there in order to do things with a guy? No. And I used to think that I always had to. And I used to like feel gross for like, you know, growing hair down there. Bing bong. Fucking hair is natural down there. And it grows down there for everyone. And I don't know why I felt so like gross about it. Because it's just as natural as like growing hair on your head. I'm not going to lie. I have had laser. I've had laser on my legs, my underarms, and my Brazilian. And it's just a personal preference. And I don't do it for anyone. I don't do it for my boyfriend. I don't do it for, you know, other people. I don't do it for anything else. I do it for me. Because I personally feel really good about myself when I'm clean or like shaved down there. And I don't have hair down there. And I'm so happy. Guys, I've been going to SEV Laser, SEV Laser. The best laser. This isn't even sponsored. Like, they seriously, after like I think 2 or 3 sessions, my hair barely grows back after years of doing laser. I swear, you have to like try different lasers, and this one works the best for my specific hair and my specific like body type. After 3 sessions, my Brazilian barely grows back. And it's the best feeling ever. And like, I don't know if anyone's ever had laser, but like the hair literally falls out. It's so fucking satisfying. Like the hair will literally from the follicle will fall out. And you're like, oh, my hair is literally falling out. Like I have a bald puss. What does Nicki Minaj say? Like, cause I just be keeping that shit so bald and that shit be so wet. Pussy so bald, like really bald right now, as Nicki Minaj said. I just love that shit. And I feel so good when my pussy is bald. I love that shit. So that's why I do laser. But I used to be so insecure with my hair down there. It's totally normal to grow the hair down there. Girl, I've done it all. I've done it all to remove it. I've shaved my hair down there. I've done waxing on my hair down there. I literally filmed it, my first ever Brazilian wax. It's literally on YouTube. Laser hair removal is the best. And I would honestly say that waxing hurts more than laser hair removal. I swear to God, it lasts longer. It's so much better. But girl, it's totally fine to have hair down there. And like there's so many porns of girls and they have hair down there. You could do the little decorations. You could have a full bush. You can have like a little landing strip. You could do whatever you want. Different girls like different things. Different guys like different things. But who cares about what the guys say? Do what you want to do. And do what you feel confident in. It's almost like wearing lingerie. It's like, you know, I feel the best when I wear, you know, this certain set. And it's not, I'm not wearing it for this person. I'm wearing it because I feel really good in it. And I turn myself on when I wear it. And I feel the best in it. It's almost the same as like shaving your pussy. Like, whatever you feel the best in, whether it's, you know, having the bush, whether it's a landing strip, whether it's a little design, whether it's a bald puss, whatever it is, whatever makes you feel the best, that's what you gotta do. Because when you feel the best, that's when you're gonna have the best sex. Someone said, besides healthy eating, how can you make your kuka smell better? Kuka is crazy. I've never called my coochie my kuka. But I got what you meant when you said it. I've actually heard, and I know it's true, pineapple juice apparently makes your pussy smell better. And I know it's true. And it also makes men's cum taste better too. Because I'm going to be real with y'all. Sometimes men's cum can taste like literal toxic waste, but it's because they don't eat healthy. And then my boyfriend thankfully eats healthy and it tastes fine. I'm not saying it tastes good. It tastes fine, okay? It tastes fine. I've never had one that tastes good. And if anyone says that it tastes good, I know that you're lying. I know that you're lying, girl. Because what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? But making your kuka smell good, pineapple juice for sure. You know, your vagina has a natural pH balance. And whatever's going down there, it's natural. And everybody's vagina has a natural scent. But hey, if you want to go a little crazy, get some unscented baby wipes. Those are the best. Just, like, clean her a little bit. Those are the best. But that's all that I would say to do. Don't go crazy. Your vagina has a natural scent and a natural pH balance. Don't fuck with it too much. Don't be putting, you know, fragrances and, you know, shit down there, because you're going to fuck it up. You're going to get a yeast infection. Something's going to go wrong. It's natural. I promise. And if anybody complains about the way that your vagina smells, I don't even know what to say. Like, have you ever had a sex with a woman before? Like, I've had sex with a woman and, like, it just has a natural scent. And I kind of like it. It kind of turns me on. If it doesn't turn you on, do you like pussy? I don't know. I feel like when you really like someone, like, it's like the nasty shit turns you on. This is insane to put on the book. I'm like, what are the boundaries? But I feel like when you genuinely like someone, like, anything turns you on. Anything. And when you're insecure within yourself, things about other people make you feel weird and make you want to point it out. So don't be hooking up with insecure people, because everything's energy. When you hook up with insecure people, their insecurities, you know, go on to you. Their anxiety goes on to you. Only hook up with people that you vibe with and have good energy, because sex is the biggest transfer of energy. Next person asks, you look like you smell really good. That is seriously the best compliment I've ever received in my entire life. That is actually insane. That made me feel so good. Thank you so much for saying that. You look like you smell really good. What body wash and perfume do you use? My body wash, I use, and I literally got people onto this, it's the Lush Rose Jam Body Wash. I've got everyone on it. Seriously, like, when I was in Paris, Amanda and Mario would use my body wash and they'd be like, damn, this is good. I'm gonna fucking buy this. The Lush Rose Jam Body Wash. It smells amazing. And sometimes I'll just come out of the shower and it's just my shampoo. It's just my shampoo and my conditioner and my body wash. And my boyfriend's like, damn, you smell so, like, he's all over me. And I swear, it's that body wash, that Lush body wash. And then the shampoo and conditioner that I use, it is a good scent, but I don't use it for the scent. It's the Pureology. It's the Pureology shampoo and conditioner. And it's in this little purple thing. It's in this little purple container. And it, seriously, I have naturally straight hair and it makes my hair, I mean, hey, my hair is like kind of crazy because it's the end of the day, but it has never been so soft, more than Olaplex, more than any shampoo and conditioner that's really expensive, like, you know, anything. The Pureology shampoo conditioner is fucking fire. And then I think I don't know what the shampoo smells like, but the conditioner is like this minty smell. You literally smell minty fresh. Those are my go-tos for the shower. And then my body for the daytime, or when I go out, I love the Tom Ford Tobacco Vanilla. Bitch, this shit is expensive to the point that I wouldn't buy this for years. It was on my Christmas list for years because I didn't want to buy it. And then finally, I was in Europe and I was like, fuck it, I've wanted this for years. I'm going to fucking buy it. Bitch, you can smell the difference between expensive perfume and, you know, Bath and Body Works shit. And hey, I'm not even knocking on Bath and Body Works shit. I love Bath and Body Works shit. I wore Warm Vanilla Sugar for years. Like, fuck, Warm Vanilla Sugar is my shit. I love it. And like, hey, if it's put in front of me, I'm going to spray that shit on top of me because it smells so good. But if you want something that lasts all day and something that you just smell and you're like, damn, that's like expensive shit. If you know, you know. I use the Tom Ford one. And then I don't know if this is really for scent, but I got this in Paris and I really, really, really love it. It's the Nux, N-U-X-E. I don't know if I'm saying that right. It's just like a multi-purpose dry oil for your face, body, and hair. It's just gold glitter. It doesn't really smell like anything. It smells like oil, but it oils you up. It makes you look so yummy. Yummy. You look yummy. You look massaged. You look like, you know, the porns where like they're all oiled up, like, Oh, you look so good. You look like a Victoria's Secret angel oiled up on the beach, bitch. Like, this shit is so good. I got it in Paris. You can also get it on Amazon, I'm pretty sure. I could see if I could link it on my storefront. I don't know if it's Prime, but I'll definitely link it. But that shit is really good, too. Honestly, sometimes you just need to figure out what your scent is. I feel like certain scents smell good with certain people's pheromones. And for me personally, I feel like that Tom Ford tobacco, whatever, vanilla perfume smells really good on me. And I love that smell personally. My boyfriend also loves that smell. But some scents just like smell good on different people. And I swear, like some people, you know, they say, oh, like this smells good on me. This doesn't smell good on me. It's your pheromones. It's your natural body odor. And it has to mix well with the perfume. So, you know, go to Sephora. Try them all on, smell them, see what you like, get the little testers. I think that Sephora has like this little like perfume tester and you could test a bunch and then you go into the store and you could get the full size of your favorite one. That's a good one if you want to find your good signature scent. I know some bitches are really, they're gatekeeping about their scent. They get really sensitive about their scent because some people, they take it really personally and they like to have their own signature scent. Hey, I'm not like that. I like to just like, you know, I'm not crazy about it. I just use that one. Some people mix the perfumes and I have respect for it. Like they probably smell really good, but I just use that one. I just like that one. But yeah, go to Sephora and it's going to change your life. I swear. Cause like girl, I would spend, cause like during the holidays, they would have like Bath and Body Works, like buy 10 for 100. I swear I would spend hundreds of dollars at Bath & Body Works and that would equal to one Tom Ford perfume. I've never used up a full Bath & Body Works body spray, ever. So I'm like, girl, invest in the good perfume. You know, you're not going to use all 10. You know, there's only 365 days of the year. What are you going to, like, two sprays a day? That's like 600, 700 sprays. Isn't that like one? You can't even use that one in a whole year. You might as well get the good shit before it expires. But yeah, I hope that you guys enjoyed today's podcast. I might end it here. But I love you guys. I'm always here if you need to talk. If you ever have any questions, ask me on my spam account. It's not Adeline on Instagram. And yeah, if you're listening to this on YouTube, make sure to give it a thumbs up. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure to give it 5 stars. It helps me a lot. And I love you guys. I'm always here if you need to talk. Same place, same time. Love you guys. Bye. Did you like that episode? I really hope that you did. If you haven't already, then make sure to watch last week's episode or the week after. Just click on the links, whatever it is. And I hope that you guys enjoyed. Also, be sure to subscribe because it helps me a lot. But I love you and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.